In our day, we have digitization. That strips all the physical mass out of information. So now it's almost zero cost to copy and share information. Our printing press is the internet. Our coffee houses are social networks. We're moving to what I would think of as a fully connected system. And we have global decisions to make in this system, decisions about climate, about finance systems, about resources. And think about it. If we want to make an important decision about buying a house, we don't just go off. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to see a lot of houses before I put that much money into it. And if we're thinking about a finance system, we need a lot of information to take in. It's just not possible for one person to take in the amount, the volume of information, and analyze it to make good decisions. So that's why we're seeing increasingly this demand for access to information. That's why we're starting to see more disclosure laws come out. So, for example, in the environment, there's the Aarhus Convention, which is a European directive that gives people a very strong right to know. So if your water company is dumping water into your river, sewage water into your river, you have a right to know about it. In the finance industry, you now have more of a right to know about what's going on. So we have different anti-bribery laws, money regulations, increased corporate disclosure. So you can now track assets across borders. And it's getting harder to hide assets, tax avoidance, pay inequality. So that's great. We're starting to find out more and more about these systems.